Welcome to the Jazz Notes Podcast. I am your host, James Stratton, and tonight we're going to go over the 14-4 Utah Jazz facing the 8-10 Dallas Mavericks, the second game of a home-and-home series set with Dallas. So what was my predictions last game over this? I did think that the Dallas Mavericks were going to be a little more aggressive and they're going to really pick up the intensity early into this game to establish dominance, especially after losing pretty handily last game. So anyways, this is going to be the only the second televised game so far this season for the best record team in the whole entire NBA, this time with ESPN and the Jazz loving Doris Burke, but it's really, she loves every team, really. She's a very good commentator, I believe. She's very fair and impartial. She does repeat a lot of things over and over and over again, is the only complaint I have with her. But overall, once I heard that she was going to be one of the commentators of the game, I was pretty excited because I wouldn't have to hear the usual things about the Jazz of a lot of commentators aren't really doing their own studies. They're just, it seems like they're reading off a script. Besides, TNT, Reggie Miller doesn't do that either. So I guess it was just the halftime people, which we didn't really get when it came to ESPN, because I think they do their coverage of basketball a little better. They don't focus on the entire game. They just seem a lot less biased than whatever. So, I guess we're going to have to stop watching TNT. Anyways, let's get into the game, right? I'm trying to limit my stories at the beginning, but maybe that excites you and gets you ready for this podcast. gosh, I'm so dumb sometimes. Anyways, quarter one. So, Rudy's game inside is just a big improvement over the last few games. It seems like he's a lot more aggressive, taken into the rack, and the team has seemed to find him a lot better as well when he goes finding him inside the basket or inside the paint. So that's really good. We start off with the Conley assist to Rudy for alley-oop, and that kind of sets the tone. And then the Jazz just can't buy a bucket at all, and It's a good thing because the Mavs didn't get their first bucket until like 9.5 minutes into the game. Jazz got their first one pretty quick with that Gobert alley-oop, but then like nothing after that. Then the offense on both sides just really pick up on both ends. Just great ball movement from the Jazz, getting their baskets, continuing to try some of those shots that weren't falling at the first part of the quarter, and now they're hitting them. And early into the game, Joe Ingles breaks John Stockton's record for the Jazz franchise for most 3 points made. So congratulations to you, Joe Ingles. Probably not listening to this podcast, but if you are, you know, comment on my Instagram, whatnot, and let's get me some more followers, right? Anyways, Jazz are up 18-6 halfway through the first, so the Jazz are starting to break off a little bit from the Mavs at the first portion of this game. Mavs, again, like last game, already look like they're two steps behind the Jazz when it comes to the offensive end. They are playing catch-up because we're distributing the ball so well. And on the other side, the Jazz are swarming on defense, and they're the real aggressor on this game. Surprising me, you know, because of my prediction, thinking the Mavs losing the last game, that they're going to come out and just dominate or try to dominate a lot more than they have. And Dallas is just honestly horrible. I mean, just lazy mistakes, bad shot selections, and the Jazz are capitalizing on those mistakes and getting the rebounds, not letting them get offensive rebounds at all, and from what I could tell this first quarter. And they're just playing really good basketball. I mean, I try to watch the game in a different lens this time, especially in this first quarter. It was a reality. They're running their sets to such perfection. if you follow sports like I do, I know a lot of stupid facts about sports, all kinds of sports. You wouldn't think I would, seeing how I only have a podcast over the Jazz. But I mean, back when Russia or the Soviet Union was a very, very good hockey team country slash thing, and 1984, when we that was a miracle on ice, and 1980 and before that, where they were just they kept winning gold medals all the time, anytime they played. And I forget what their coach's name was, but he had the philosophy of what a lot of hockey teams didn't have at the time. When you're passing the puck, you're passing to the player that's open. His ingenious way of how he changed the game is the puck goes where the player is going to be. And that's how I kind of seen this Jazz offense running. The ball is getting thrown at times before the player is even there, and the player is going to where the ball is supposed to be thrown to. And I've kind of seen that. I mean, except for, when they find the wide open man on the set, like the pass out or the extra pass. So, I mean, and it's just beautiful. I mean, I think that bores a lot of people just to see pass, open shot, they like to see the dunks and whatnot. But I mean, the Jazz are already up 20 points with 90 seconds to go into this quarter. Two complete teams playing tonight, and the Jazz are just dominating. After one, the Jazz are up 37 to 12. Yeah, you heard that right. 37 to 12. Great defense, of course. Really good offense, of course. So it's just crazy. And the Mavs start off the second quarter with a 4-0 run, but that's it so far. That was kind of my jokes about the game. It's like, oh no, they're on a 4-0 run. Oh no, they're on the 3-0 run. And Jawan Morgan is getting it going early. He has two threes, and it's great to see his nerves gone. You can see he was kind of hesitant on that first game. It's not really there this game. Settled down a bit. And Dallas too has finally settled down on offense. They're hitting their shots, and they're a lot smarter with the basketball than they were in that first quarter. That first quarter was just, I think there's like four or five sets where they just threw the ball to the Jazz basically and said, here, take it. We don't need this. And halfway through, the Jazz are still up by 20, 48 to 28. And now the Jazz are getting cold, and they're making their own silly mistakes, and they're letting the Mavs go on a 7-0 run this time. A lot of turnovers and silly mistakes by the Jazz this quarter, and they're really letting the Dallas Mavericks stay in this game when I believe, we could have put this game away at halftime like we did with the Warriors. They just need to get back to their first quarter offensive play. Needing to get a lot more ball movement. I think the defense is still there. It's a bit slacking this game or this quarter, but the Mavs are just getting their shot in the paint, and it seems to be just the overall weakness that the Jazz have so far this season is attacking the paint, making Rudy come out, and then there's that extra pass to get around him, and the Mavs are really taking their opportunities on that. And the Jazz are going into halftime still with a 61 to 48 lead. They only scored 24 points. The Mavericks scored 33 points. So I'd like to keep them again under 25 points a game, because our definitely defense builds offense, and it's just a sloppy, undisciplined quarter overall to let them kind of climb in a bit and feel like this is a game they can get back into. And you don't want that going into halftime, because who knows how they can come out of the game. So let's go into third quarter. Gobert is just manhandling Porzingis this game and all games so far. Porzingis has five fouls with like 10 minutes to go in the quarter, and the Jazz start off the quarter with an 8-0 run. And the Mavs are already in foul trouble with 9 minutes left, and they just have poor discipline. Lava is just stupid, tacky fouls at times, and others are just. One was, I think, when that bonus came in, it was Hardaway on O'Neal, sets him a really, really hard screen. And it seemed like he wanted to get the foul call. So, I mean, it's just undisciplined. And the Jazz free throw shooting is very good this game so far. And it's just very impressive that when the opportunity presents itself early into this game, the Jazz are going to the line calm and hitting the shots. And yeah, it's just looking a lot better on their free throw shooting wise than it has been all season, and mainly thanks to Gobert, who's hitting his free throws. Dallas is looking very frustrated in this quarter. They're just frustrated enough to keep making these constant stupid fouls. It's just fouls that they don't need to, and they're just looking very flustered and undisciplined out there on the court. Halfway through the third quarter, the Jazz are still up 78-56. Bogey is now raining threes, thank goodness. Taking the playbook from Ingles last game. And man, with Bogey, I just hope that the consistency stays. He struggled a little bit in the first half, and so far this half he is perfect on the behind the 3-point line. And man, Bogey has 27 already in the third quarter. I mean, 27. Again, that's nice to have someone just hit the quiet 27 points like he does. And after three, we're going in the fourth quarter, 94-68 Jazz lead. We score 33 points to their 23. And man, they kept them under my 75 points. I like to see we're undefeated whenever we do that. Also helps that we have 94 points, right? Let's get in the fourth quarter. The refs' whistles this game are very, very loose. And it's on both sides. It's not just... It seems like it flip-flops every quarter. Like the first and third quarter, the whistles are very loose on the Jazz end. The Jazz end. So they're calling a whole bunch of fouls on the Mavs. And then the second and the fourth quarter, the refs' whistles are very loose for the Mavs. So a lot of Jazz fouls. And it's just really making this game longer than necessary, because it's been pretty much a 20-point game the whole time. And but because of this, not because of this, I mean, I'm not going to blame the refs, but the Jazz just aren't playing their game again, really. And the Mavs start coming back into the game again. And halfway through the fourth, the Jazz are up 103-89, so that's 14 points now. And starting to look at, you know, Luka on the bench and just sitting this whole fourth quarter so far, I was like, man, he could just come out and make that a closer game than it needs to. But after a slow offensive start into this quarter, they finally pick it up again, thankfully, and put the game away. Boyan was perfect on three-pointers the second half. He was 5-for-5, and the bench is clear with 2.5 minutes left into the game, with the Jazz being up 117-93, and the Jazz win it with a final score of 120-109. So let's get into our stats. So our field goals, we like to keep them at 50%. We're a little bit low this game at 44% overall. Our three-pointers, I like to see them. Why am I saying we? This is my take on it, right? And then hopefully you agree with me. So yeah, we like to see around 40%. But we got 42%, so we're above that. We're still out-rebounding. I think there's only one game so far this season. I think that was against Denver, where we did not out-rebound the other team. 56-40. We had 21 assists to 38 field goals. We like to see that the 60% mark, and we're down to 55%. We had 15 turnovers, a little bit higher than I like, but I can't have everything, right? And then the one thing that was pretty crazy, because, I mean, this was like a three-hour game, and I want to go to bed, man. I'm tired. A long work week, and, well, not really a long work week, but just, you know, multiple nights, and, you know, three out of the four work days this week, I had did not had to do this podcast, but during this podcast, so it's kind of making me tired. So anyways, so yeah, the three-hour the 3 hour long game was due to the 52 fouls between the Jazz and the Mavericks. And just in comparison, last game 2 nights ago between the same two teams, it was only 30 fouls. So combined, I mean, it was just a long game. And man, just tiring. And then let's go over our overall, my little thing where, you know, 25 points per quarter. This game we allowed going into the second with the Mavericks less than 25 points. Now we're 9-2. Going into halftime, they had less than 50 points. Now we're 10-1. That's a pretty good stat too. And then going into the fourth quarter, they had less than 75 points. Now we're 8-0. And then we slipped up at the end. We let them get over 100 the last minute, and we're now 9-4. So that's, you know, thanks to the 11-game winning streak, I mean, it's making these numbers not look like much. But anyways, I'm not going to talk about the winning streak because I'm superstitious. And knock on wood, because I said it out loud. Let's go into our notes of the game. So the F note is the worst player of the game from my opinion. This, again, is my opinion. I use my own little statistical thing to kind of let me know who had a bad game, but other than just looking at points and whatnot. And then our ABC note, it's like 3 stars in hockey, with our A note being the best player of the game. F note of the game is George Niang. He had 2 points on 1-9 field goals, 6 rebounds, 1 block, 1 turnover in 17 minutes. So maybe he needs to listen to that calm song that really got him set up. I mean, whatever works, go for it. I mean, go for it. It just wasn't his night. And I mean, it wasn't his night for like the first time in like 10 games. So whatever. I mean, he'll get back at it. I know he will. Scene of the game is Juwan Morgan. Remember last podcast, I almost gave him the F note because he just didn't go out there and produce. And I was like, you know, he was just kind of, you know, getting the feel with playing with the first and second string. So, but this game, he just looked really good. I almost gave it to Rudy, but he had 1 point more Juwan did on mine, but I do like seeing that Rudy got a double-double again this game. But I decided to give it to Juwan Morgan just because he stepped up this game. He had 12 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals. That's pretty good. He had just a great game. He had two out of 4 three-pointers. Both three-pointers, I think it was Porzingis guarding him. He didn't even try to defend him, and that's understandable, but the second time, man, he hit that first shot, at least get like one step closer. But why am I giving the opposite team advice? I shouldn't be doing that. B note is Bojan Bogdanović. He had 32 points, 2 assists, and his plus minus margin was plus 21. So very great. Good to see him getting that scoring threat out again. A note of the game is Mike Conley, 22 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, plus and minus of positive 30. Just continue to add on to his plus minus margin this game, and he remains number 1 in the whole NBA with Rudy Gobert number 2. So that's, again, great to see. This game was just great to see. I mean, us Jazz fans, we're living on cloud 9. We really are. And it's mainly because how well this team is playing together. It's not one individual effort. Everybody is excited, like especially when Juwan Morgan was like just hitting his shots and he was going on to the bench during a timeout. You know, Joe Ingles just really high-fiving him and giving him praise. Just, it's really good to see. So let's get into the rest of the games from tonight, and we'll go over the standings again. So, oh, I'm sorry, I should have been set up. I am so sorry for wasting your time for 5 seconds. All right, the Hornets beat the Pacers on their home game with them, 108-105. The Hawks beat the Wizards on the Wizards home game with the Hawks, 116-100. And man, low key Rondo Westbrook UFC fight, right? apparently they're having some beef these last two games. But I mean, Westbrook, I mean, what is going on with the Wizards? I mean, they have Westbrook and Beal. You think they'd figure something out, right? Knicks beat the Cavaliers 102-81. Kings beat the Raptors 126-124. Pelicans 131 over the Bucks 126. I caught the end of that game. It looked like the Bucks were going to come back last minute. The score looks a lot closer than it really was. Clippers just destroy the Magic 116-90. 76ers continue on their roll with 118-94 win over the Timberwolves. The Thunder finally win by more than 5 points against the Thunder, 147-125. We know how that feels, right, Thunder? Or right, Jazz Nation over, you know, Thunder. And the Spurs beat the Nuggets, and they stopped their winning streak. That's, I totally forgot they were playing tonight. I was going to keep up tabs with it. But, yeah, the Nuggets losers winning streak. They had 5 games in a row. So we're going to go in with our 11-game winning streak. And I was hoping they go in with their 6, because that would have been a very cool headline to see, and to see how both teams respond to it, you know. But anyways, I know we'll go to the next game in Denver on Sunday. Remember to set your alarms or whatnot, because it's a 1:30 game. So just, yeah. Make sure you set your alarm, because I think one of the games where it was afternoon, I forgot it was early till last minute. I had to go on my phone and hit record on my TV so I can hurry and come back home and do the podcast. So let's go into the conference. So our number one in the East is Philadelphia, followed by Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Boston, Indiana. Why do I keep on saying Indianapolis? That's the Colts. Atlanta, Cleveland, New York, and then the top 10 are rounded out by Charlotte and Chicago. And then the Western Conference, we are number one.
Number one.
I'm going to have to do that every podcast. No matter what position we are, that's been pretty fun for me. 15-4. With the Clippers right behind us, not the Lakers, because they lost that game to the Pistons. The Pistons! And I know what the excuse is AD was out, but it's the Pistons. How many wins do the Pistons have? They have 5, and one of them is to the Lakers. So anyways, 15-6 for them, or 14-6 for them. Then it's followed by San Antonio, Denver, Memphis, Phoenix, Portland, and then Golden State and Houston are rounding up our top 10. Let's get into our division. We are currently, last time I checked, I think we're 3 games ahead in our division. Now we're 4. So we're starting to pull away a little bit on the division. That's really nice to have this winning streak early so we can really set the tone ourselves instead of playing catch up like we did last season. But that was thanks to our terrible bench until we got our main six man, Jordan Clarkson. Very excited for the next podcast. It's tomorrow, even though the Denver game is Sunday. So why is it tomorrow, you are asking? Because I am doing a quarter season review of the NBA. Not just the Jazz, mainly the Jazz at the end. But we'll go, I'll have Jack from Hard Hitting Podcast, a big Boston Celtics fan. He'll be joining me up on Zoom, and we will be talking about the Eastern Conference. He'll be mainly leading that discussion since he is more familiar with that. Then we'll talk about the Western Conference, which I'm a little more familiar with than he is, I think. I don't know. I'm assuming, right? And then we're going to talk about our surprises. We're also going to talk about our rankings before the game. I never shared my Eastern Conference rankings. I had one. I just didn't want to share it on the podcast because I was being stubborn at the point. And we'll just talk about some surprises that we've seen so far this season and then start going into the Jazz notes portion for the first quarter. What I've seen overall, basically our A note for the first quarter, their B note and C note. I'm not going to do F note because there's no point. But I'll go over the top 3 players so far this season It may or may not surprise you who that is. Anyways, so again, thanks for listening. I'll catch you tomorrow or the next day whenever I get the podcast up. So look out for that. Thanks again for all the listeners. It is increasing crazy these last few games, like crazy. And I got to thank the Jazz for that because they are winning a lot of games. And I mean, it's crazy to see how many more plays I've been getting this past week. And I got to thank the Jazz for that. But mainly, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to, at times, DM me and on Instagram and let me know what I can improve on or some things that you like that I definitely will focus again more on. There's some stats in here that I focus on it due to feedback. And again, most of these stats are from me. If you hear it somewhere else, it's really coincidence. But this is my own personal things of what I've seen, mainly from last year and then kind of applied it to this year. The only thing that's a little bit different is I was just so hard set on the interior defense being our strong point now. It's really the exterior defense. Anyways, I'm rambling, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. I am so tired right now, and I am ready for bed, and maybe you're listening tonight, and you should go to bed, too. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just your advisor at this point, right? So, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching the Jazz. Thanks for supporting the Jazz, and thanks for supporting this podcast, The Jazz Notes, on Instagram. On Facebook, remember to like, rate, whatever you do, do what you do. And again, as always, go Jazz.